From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted to welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In just a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues the sixth in a series of studies on the theme, Living Clean in an Unclean World. The text for the entire series is Psalm 119, verses 9 through 16. The present message focuses on verse 14, where the psalmist says, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. The emphasis in this portion of the study is living in the joy of biblical holiness. The testimonies referred to by the psalmist are simply the Ten Commandments. In other words, to live a holy life, we must live in obedience to what the Lord has commanded. This is the essence of biblical holiness. Some Christians argue that they really don't know how to live holy lives. And yet God's word is perfectly clear about this. There's really no reason to be ignorant of what God expects. As we'll see, biblical holiness focuses upon the believer's destination, rather than upon his present circumstances. Furthermore, holiness is biblical worship and biblical work. Every thought, choice, and action of the believer should be for God. Dr. Cairns will come to the Word of God shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Victory Without Battle. The text is found in Hosea chapter 1 and verse 7. But I will have mercy upon the house of Judah, and will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, by horses, nor by horsemen. Precious word, Jehovah himself will deliver his people in the greatness of his mercy, but he will not do it by the ordinary means. Men are slow to render to God the glory due unto his name. If they go to battle with sword and bow and win the victory, they ought to praise their God. Yet they do not, but begin to magnify their own right arm and glory in their horses and horsemen. For this reason, our Jehovah often determines to save his people without secondary means, that all the honor may be to himself alone. Look then, my heart, to the Lord alone, and not to man. Expect to see God all the more clearly when there is no one else to look to. If I have no friend, no adviser, no one at my back, let me be nonetheless confident, if I can feel that the Lord himself is on my side. Yea, let me be glad if he gives victory without battle, as the text seems to imply. Why do I ask for horses and horsemen, if Jehovah himself has mercy upon me, and lifts up his arm for my defense? Why need I bow or sword, if God will save? Let me trust and not be afraid, from this day forth, and forevermore. Amen.
I'm looking unto Jesus, he's my Savior and my friend, the author and creator, beginning and the end. Oh, my eyes are fixed upon him, he who died to take my place. My heart is meant to serve him, his pattern I must trace. I'm looking unto Jesus, I'm feasting on his word. I'll turn unto the left, the right, I will not face the rear. When friend or foe forsake me, Lord, I will not shrink in fear. I am looking to the King of Kings.
Jesus, he who laid out every course. He's run the race before us, of strength the runner's source. Oh, consider with attention he who took a servant's form, complete in our requirement to his Father's will conform. I'm looking unto him, glory unto him. I'll run the race with patience, endure what God deems best. I'll lay aside the sinful ways that make me fail the test. I will search the holy scriptures that can every problem solve. I'll serve my God and Savior, and that with great resolve. And that with great resolve. The rear. When friend or foe forsake me, Lord, I will not shrink in fear. I am looking to the King of Kings, of Kings.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Thank you. You know, when you take the witness of heaven as the guiding light through life, it makes right and wrong a whole lot plainer. You see, the Bible is a plain man's guide. You can take the Bible. I'm not for one moment insinuating that there are not difficult and deep but mysterious things in Scripture. Certainly there are, because the Bible is dealing with the most profound subjects that the human mind can possibly grapple with. But what I'm saying to you is, when it comes to the things concerning life and death and eternity, the Bible is absolutely plain. There's no difficulty in understanding how God wants us to live. No difficulty in that. Or there's difficulty in submitting to what God says about how we should live. We've all found that difficulty. And we cloud that and we cover it up and we cloak it under a lot of hypocritical argumentation as if it were difficult to know what to do. In most cases, Christians know how to live. And even if there are decisions that in themselves are difficult to come by, yet the basic principles that govern all decisions are not difficult to understand. You'll see this pathway is actually going someplace, and that means that holiness is living with a focus on the destination. You see, unholiness is focused on the moment. Holiness is focused on the destination. Sin would get us trapped in the moment, how we feel, the release of pressure, the fulfillment of desire, whatever. Sin will focus on that moment and shut out all the consequences. Now, I'm sure there's not a person here who has not been in that very position where the devil has come and sin has come and you have been trapped in that moment and you're so absorbed with the desire of that moment, with the thought of that moment, with the activity of that moment that you forget everything else, you forget its consequences. It may hurt you, it may hurt your family, it may hurt your business, it may hurt your testimony, it may hurt your soul. But all those things are shut out. That's what the devil does, that's what sin does. Get you focused on the pinpoint of the moment. Whereas holiness always, always focuses on the destination. You see, life is leading someplace. Whether you or I stop to think of it or not, every action we take is a step along the pathway that is leading to a destination. The last thing in the world the devil wants people to do is lift their eyes and see where they're going. See where this is leading me. It's the last thing he wants. But true and biblical holiness will always lift up the gaze and see, where is this pathway leading? Now, for the Christian, according to the Savior in Matthew chapter 7, it's leading unto life. That's why Paul could say in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past, the things that are behind. Stop there. For many people, that's very difficult. Letting go of the past. You may be sitting here this morning, your life is cursed with your own past failure, even as a Christian. Your own past sin. You can't forget it. Or perhaps your life is suffering from somebody else's past sin and you won't let it go. You're like a dog with a bone and you're going to gnaw at it and gnaw at it and gnaw at it until it eats you up. Paul says, listen, get your eye on the destination. You see, as long as you're holding on to the past, you're refusing to get your focus on the destination. You're wrapped up in your feeling of this moment, in the perverse comfort even that bitterness can bring to your heart. There is a perverse comfort in the misery of bitterness. I'm not going to go in to try and explain that, but I have no doubt you've experienced it. You get a perverse delight out of expressing bitterness and causing hurt. I won't let go of the past, my past or their past. Paul says, forgetting the things which are behind. How do you do that? Reaching forth to the things which are before. There's a glorious future for the people of God. A glorious future here and now in this world. A glorious future beyond this world. And Paul says, get your eyes on what God is setting out before you in Christ. And he says, doing that, I press. There's the idea of energy and urgency in that. I press. No matter what the opposition, no matter what the temptation to give up, I am pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That's holiness, living with the focus on the destination. So, to summarize, what is the essence of biblical holiness? It's a way of life that's oriented toward God. That's basically what it is. Whatever we do is according to God. That's a good description, by the way, of the word godly. It is according to God. When our English version speaks about godly sorrow, it is sorrow according to God. A sorrow that corresponds with our view of God. What is holiness? Is a way of life that corresponds with our view of God. Holiness is a life oriented toward God. So it's a biblical walk with God. Remember it was said, Enoch walked with God. Now Enoch lived in tough times. Then think of Noah. Noah, we are told, walked with God. I have to say that Noah is a man who stands out in Scripture as having one of the most glorious testimonies any human being has ever had. He was the only father in the world. And if certain scholars are right, and I believe they are, you're talking of a world of a population of over 1 billion people. He was the only father in the world who walked with God, but he did. His was the only home that was constructed according to God, but that's how it was constructed. When the whole tide of public opinion was anti-God and anti-truth, and it was selfish and sensual and sinful, when all the wickedness that we are seeing today and that we lament today, all the vileness and the filthiness that we are told is going to come about in the last days, when all that was flooding the earth, because remember, the days before the coming of Christ are, according to the Savior, as it was in the days of Noah. This was a man who was living in the midst of an ocean of filth. And he was pure. Why? He walked with God. Oh, how good we are at making excuses for ourselves. It was easy for our forefathers to be holier than we are. They didn't have the temptations. How often have you heard it? Young people today have so many temptations. They have so many. rubbish. Sure, there is an accessibility that there wasn't before. But the lust of the flesh was always the lust of the flesh. And Satan was always Satan. And he always made sin available. Holiness was never the way of the world. Now, I'm saying this, and I'm saying it to me as much as to you. If Noah could walk with God in the day in which he did, then there is no excuse except our own wicked carnality why we do not walk with God. No excuse whatsoever. Holiness is a biblical walk with God, walking with him according to his word. Of course, you can't walk with God if you want to walk with the world. You can't walk with God on the one arm and the devil on the other. Jesus said, you can't serve two masters. You can't walk with God and be in agreement with the devil. There we come to the real reason why so many people are not walking with God, because they're choosing their company, and their company is altogether different. Holiness is a biblical walk. It also is a biblical worship. You see, if you're walking according to God's witness, then you will see immediately that the Word of God is informing how you think and how you act. In other words, everything in life is immediately connected with what God is and with what God says. This is what gives the fear of God. I've often said from this pulpit that scripturally the fear of God and the worship of God are really one and the same thing. To fear him is to worship him. To walk with him is to worship him. Walking in biblical worship. And of course, holiness is a biblical work for God. You see, and this is the big thing that really I think we've got to get. Holiness refuses this and chooses this. Why? For God's sake. For God's glory. To fulfill God's purpose. Biblical holiness works not out of flesh, not out of guilt. Biblical holiness works for God. What is pleasing to the Master? What is glorifying to the Redeemer? What is going to present the name of my God most effectively before heaven, earth, and hell? Then that is the thing I want to do. That is the essence of biblical holiness.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.